The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And it is time now for high school volleyball from Highland. Here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Stable Court. The three-seeded Highland Lady Hawks, a record of 16-6, winners of 8 of their last 9, playing host to the 6-seed Fort Fry Lady Cadets with a record of 12-10 for the right to move on to next Tuesday's district semifinals. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking to Highland Head Volleyball Coach Kelly Miller on the pregame show on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So, what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Stop in now for the Fall Alignment Special at Millersburg Tire Service. Now through October 31st, you can get a front-end alignment for $59.95 and a four-wheel alignment for $79.95 on all light truck, passenger, and SUVs. Not only does rotating and aligning your tires prolong their life, uneven and imbalanced tires lead to vibration, causing unnecessary wear on your suspension. Don't wait until the winter comes. Take advantage of the Fall Alignment Special now at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg. To schedule, call 674-1085. Celebrating 71 years of the tire business.
Viper Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
In this day and age of single-parent living, you have a lot of things pulling at your strings. Insurance doesn't have to be one of them. At the Hobron Insurance Agency, our goal is simple. We want to make your insurance buying experience as easy and affordable as possible. Simply stated, we have the policies to fit your needs and budget. Hobron's Insurance will take the time to mold a policy just for you so you can get back to your busy lifestyle. Hobron Insurance, local-friendly people with your best interests in mind. Call for a quote today at 330-674-9091 and online at hobronsinsurance.com.
Hello, also the Highland Head volleyball coach Kelly Miller with a record of 16-6 to begin postseason play. Winners of 8 of their last 9. Kelly, what's been working so well for this team during this latest stretch in the final part of the regular season?
We changed our lineup a little bit and have a couple people playing in a couple different positions, and they're really capitalizing in those spots. Moved Leela Schlebaugh to the right side. She's been a nice big block for us and has also been an offensive weapon over there. Moved Addie Mass to a 6 rotation player. She's playing outside. Also, another offensive weapon we've been able to capitalize on. Then our defense has still been pretty solid.
See, every year's a little bit different. Obviously, last year had that 23-3 record, went to the regionals, and some girls with experience coming in from that team. At the same token, girls playing in different roles here can make a big difference. Talk about just how you've been able to kind of fit those players in those different roles that have been able to make an impact for your team this year.
Yeah, we have 2 returners that were, you know, kind of key players on last year's squad, and everybody else has had to fill in and definitely take on a new role for the team. Our defense is a completely new defense, and they're young, and they have really stepped up and done a good job this year.
Taking on this 4 Fry team, of course, they won in straight sets over Ridgewood. What do you know about the Lady Cadets?
Well, we made that 2-hour trek on Monday to scout them. They are a very solid program. They are solid defensively and offensively. They've got a couple really good hitters. But we're hoping to poke some holes in that defense and hoping to put up a good block tonight.
See, other than that, any other keys for tonight for you?
Nope.
And that's the key right there, right? Get it done. What about just getting things started here on your home floor? Always good to get started at home, right?
Yes, I am really glad that we don't have to make that trip, because when you have to cross 4 counties to play in a sectional game, I really don't think that should be a sectional game.
I agree, for sure. All right, Kelly, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's the voice of Highland Volleyball coach, Kelly Miller.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance in Millersburg.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential 2 storefronts with a loading dock and a 2-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA Inspected Twin Pack Pork Shoulder, $1.78 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Ribeye Steak, $13.99 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steak, $5.18 a pound. North Carolina Grown Sweet Potatoes, 78 cents a pound. Eastern Grown Bag of Gala Apples, 98 cents a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime. Built on trust since 1911.
Highland, of course, had a terrific season a season ago, going 23-3. They were the 2 seed in the Division 4 East 2 District, and they captured the sectional title as they defeated the 17-seed Bridgeport in straight sets. They went on to the district semifinals, won that in straight sets over the 11-seed Conotton Valley, and captured the district championship 3-2 over the 5-seed Caldwell to move on to the regional semifinals, where they would eventually fall to Shenandoah 3-1. For Fort Fry, a season ago, they finished up with an overall record of 8-13. They were in Division 3 last year, and Fort Fry was the 11th seed. They would fall in their first sectional tournament match, going down to the 6-seed Claymont in straight sets a season ago. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members. Always here for their community.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Stop in now for the Fall Alignment Special at Millersburg Tire Service. Now through October 31st, you can get a front-end alignment for $59.95 and a four-wheel alignment for $79.95 on all light truck, passenger, and SUVs. Not only does rotating and aligning your tires prolong their life, uneven and imbalanced tires lead to vibration, causing unnecessary wear on your suspension. Don't wait until the winter comes. Take advantage of the Fall Alignment Special now at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg. To schedule, call 674-1085. Celebrating 71 years of the tire business.
Viper Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Another outstanding season this year for this Highland group as after they would open up the year with a loss at home to Dover, they won four straight over Northwestern, Norwayne, Sieny Valley, and Claymont. Then after a loss at New Lexington, came back and won three in a row at Indian Valley, a win over West Holmes in straight sets, and a straight sets win at Canton Central Catholic as well. And then they would lose two of their next three, going down to Garaway at home and also at Marlington, but defeated Ridgewood in straight sets. And came back, they lost to Tuskegee Valley in straight sets after that. And then came back and would win seven straight. Their next stretch of the seven wins in a row were over Sieny Valley on the road, at home over Chippewa, at Claymont, a home win over Smithville and Indian Valley, and also got a key win at Garaway as well. 3-2, a team that he lost to earlier this year that finished up second in the league. And, of course, a win in straight sets again at home over Ridgewood. Then they lost 3-1 at a league leader Tuskegee Valley before closing out regular season play with a win over Stralsburger home 2-1. So Highland winning 8 of their last 9 to close out regular season action. In the IVC South Division, Tuskegee Valley was the league champs at 11-1. Garaway finished up in second place at 10-2, followed by Highland at 9-3 in the league. For Fort Fry, coming out of the Twin State League, kind of an up-and-down season for them throughout the year with, of course, lost 1-2 to start out the year, then won four of their next five, wins over Oak Caldwell as well as Belpre and St. Mary's, a loss to Marietta, and then went 2-2 to their next four games with wins over Point Pleasant and Belpre, losses to Warren and Caldwell on the road. Came back and got a loss to Warren on the road, then a victory 3-1 over St. Mary's, lost two in a row with losses at Marietta and Lindsley, West Virginia, a win over Waterford 3-2, followed by a loss to Lindsley and 3-1 on the road. Came back and they would win three of their next four to close out regular season play with wins over Point Pleasant on the road, a home win over Ridgewood in Cambridge, and also a 3-1 loss, and that was a home loss to Shenandoah. One common opponent, that's Ridgewood, where both teams won straight sets over, of course, for them in Fort Fry. They closed out the regular season with that straight sets victory over Ridgewood, and Highland defeating Ridgewood in straight sets. Both matchups they've played Ridgewood so far from the IVC play during regular season play for the Highland Lady Hawks. We'll take a break. Come back more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Check out this property located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Berlin. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $420,000. Nestled in the picturesque Hawks Landing neighborhood, this ranch home is in the heart of Amish country. Built in 2017, this residence boasts three bedrooms and two full bathrooms, first floor laundry, and attached garage. While the full basement, already plumbed for a bathroom, presents an exciting opportunity for customization. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 85% lean, fresh ground round, $3.98 a pound. Gerber's Boneless Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. USDA Inspected Western Style Pork Ribs, $1.98 a pound. We also have Premium Marzetti Caramel Apple Dip, $3.98. Crisp Broccoli Crowns, $1.98 a pound. Large Select Creamy Baking Potatoes, 78 cents a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half-ton, three-quarter, or one-ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
At Pomerine Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerine is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerine. Hospital.org.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime. Built on trust since 1911.
This is the Division 6 sectional volleyball trail for, of course, Highland coming in as the number 3 seed, a record of 16-6. Fort Frye, the 6 seed, they have a record of 12-10. Fort Frye won their first sectional tournament match back on Monday, a straight sets winner over the 7 seed Ridgewood to advance to the sectional championship match tonight at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. The winner of this match moves on to next Tuesday's district semifinal against either the number 2 seed Buckeye Trail, who finished up in second place in the IVC North Division behind TCC, or the 10 seed Bel Air, who of course facing each other tonight over at Buckeye Trail. The winner of that Buckeye Trail Bel Air match will play the winner of this match in the district semifinals next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at a neutral site. Upper half of this Division 6 volleyball bracket has the top seed Garaway playing host to the 9 seed Shadyside tonight. We're video live streaming that on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, so you can tune in for that as well if you'd like to check that out on YouTube. Also tonight, it's the 5 seed Shenandoah. They're playing at the 4 seed Monroe Central, and that sectional championship match, the winner of those two matches will face each other, of course, next Tuesday in the district semifinals, 6 o'clock at a neutral site. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Stop in now for the Fall Alignment Special at Millersburg Tire Service. Now through October 31st, you can get a front-end alignment for $59.95 and a four-wheel alignment for $79.95 on all light truck, passenger, and SUVs. Not only does rotating and aligning your tires prolong their life, uneven and imbalanced tires lead to vibration, causing unnecessary wear on your suspension. Don't wait until the winter comes. Take advantage of the Fall Alignment Special now at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg. To schedule, call 674-1085. Celebrating 71 years of the tire business.
Viper Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
And tonight's match is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Fred Williams is producing tonight's live stream coverage for this evening. Aiden Garbrandt is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's match. We're also, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond is back at WKLM Sports Central. Also, two other games coming your way tonight as well. We have Boys Division 4 Sectional Championship Soccer. It is West Holmes at Maysville. That is on YouTube and also on Stream 2 on our website. Airtime for that is at 6:10, game time at 6:30. And also coming your way tonight, we have Division 6 Sectional Championship Volleyball with Garaway playing host to Shadyside. And match time for that also is at 6 p.m. And that will be on YouTube tonight for that. So three matches on YouTube this evening. And, of course, also this game on the radio as well as on the Internet. And, of course, I mentioned the West Holmes game on YouTube and also on Stream 2 as well. We'll take another break. Come back with the starting lineups in the opening tip and the national anthem coming up very shortly as well after this on WKLM. Check out this property located at 111 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $398,000. Currently set up as three floors of office space, former attorney and title company offices with lots of built-in cabinets and filing capabilities. It has the front desk reception area, conference rooms, private offices, and three half baths with an 11-space concrete parking lot. For more information, whether choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA Inspected Twin Pack Pork Shoulder, $1.78 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Ribeye Steak, $13.99 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steak, $5.18 a pound. North Carolina Grown Sweet Potatoes, 78 cents a pound. Eastern Grown Bag of Gala Apples, 98 cents a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provias Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provias Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy. See.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Tonight's National Anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. And take a look at tonight's starting lineups being brought to you by Hobbins Insurance at 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Visit them on the web at HobbinsInsurance.com, in business for over 30 years. Starting tonight for the visiting Fort Fry Lady Cadets, for them, that'll be senior middle hitter, and that is Carmen Henniger. Also starting will be senior libero, that is Emmy Dusky, and also starting will be sophomore outside hitter Haven Schilling, along with sophomore center Aubrey Lang, and junior outside hitter, that's Paige Borgenstern, and senior right side center, and that'll be Jackie Torrens, and sophomore middle hitter Ella Dowler. Fort Fry is the number 6 seed, a record of 12-10 on the year. They're coached by Amanda Dusky. And for the home team, the Highland Lady Hawks, starting for them for the seeding, that'll be sophomore libero and Olivia Miller. Also, freshman Addie Mass, along with senior Addison Starn and senior Callie Coppin, senior Hallie Shetler, and senior Leela Schleyball, along with junior Elena Yoder. Highland is the number 3 seed, a record of 16-6 on the season. They won 8 of their last 9. They are coached by Kelly Miller. Winner of this match moves on, of course, to the district semifinals. It'll be next Tuesday, October 22nd, against either the 2-seed Buckeye Trio or the 10-seed Bel Air. That'll be at 6 p.m. at a neutral site. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. Give them a call for a quote on your auto, home, farm, business, life, health, and annuity needs. Call 1-800-340-3767. We'll take a break. I'm back with the opening serve after this on WKLM.
You have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime. Built on trust since 1911.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And tonight's opening serve brought to you by Pomeran Hospital in Millersburg. Pomeran was selected for the North Coast 99 Award. See how you can be a part of their exceptional team by visiting pomeran.org/careers. Just about ready to get things underway for Division VI Sectional Championship Volleyball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center here at Highland. And again, Highland, the number three seed, a record of 16-6. Fort Frye, the sixth seed that went over Ridgewood, got them to the sectional championship match, and the record is 12-10 on the season. As they get things lined up here for the two sides, and Highland will be hitting from left to right here. Here at Dave Stabaugh Court. And for Fort Frye, their white jerseys and also blue numerals and blue shorts, and had their red trim for Highland. White jerseys and red numerals and black shorts. And, of course, I mentioned the red numerals as well. Fort Frye has the first to serve. It will serve from right to left here as we look at it on the floor. Here's the spike set over the net. Going to be dug out by the Fort Frye Lady Cadets. Set back over them on the hit by Paige Morgenstern. It'll be hit too long, and a side out goes to Highland. So Highland serves it now at 1-0. With the serve, that's going to be Hallie Scheller. She's a senior. From left to right. Scheller sends it over. It'll be bumped forward by Libero and Emmy Dusky. Now the spike will be blocked at the net by Highland. Dug out high in the air on the hit by Torrance. Sit back over the net by Fort Frye. And, well, Highland cannot return it. And it'll be a point for Fort Frye. They'll tie it up at one apiece. At the service line will be Paige Morgenstern, the junior, will be serving from right to left. Sends it over the net. It'll be bumped forward by Lady Hawks into the net, and they can't take it out. Off the hands of Hallie Scheller. After hit the net, and a point goes to Fort Frye, they have a 2-1 advantage. Paige Morgenstern will get that service point. She'll send it over. Bumped high in the air on the hit by Stabaugh. The set. Stabaugh now with the spike. It'll be dug out by Fort Frye. Here's the bump now by Lang. Sent back over the net by the Lady Cadets. Now the set here by Highland. Stabaugh with the spike by Callie Coppin, and she'll get the kill. Sign out to Highland. Coppin gets the kill, her first. Tied up at two apiece. Two ties so far early on. And game one of this best of five match. Play of the 25, of course, win by two. If you get to a fifth set, it's played a 15, win by two. Send over on the serve now by Highland. And that hit going to be to the far side. Goes a bit too long on that serve by Claire Detweiler. It'll be a point for Fort Frye. Sign out to the Lady Cadets. They'll serve it at 3-2. At the line will be Carmen Henniger, a senior, sends it over. It bumped up in the air by Detweiler. Now the set by Stabaugh. Sent back over on the slam by Coppin. Bumped forward by Fort Frye. Now the set by Lang. Here's a spike. It'll be a kill on the hit by Ella Dowler. Point for Fort Frye. Henniger gets the service point. 4-2 lead for the Lady Cadets. Now the serve into the net by Carmen Henniger. It'll be a sight out to Highland. Lady Hawks to serve it at 3-4. Down by a point in game number one. At the line will be sophomore libero Olivia Miller. Miller will slam it over. It'll be bumped forward by Torrance. The set, the spike, slammed home after that by the Lady Hawks number 14. That's Elena Yoder. She'll get the kill. Service point goes to Miller. We're tied up at four apiece. Third tie so far. Sit over on the serve. Be a bump forward by Dusky. Here's the set. Now the spike slammed over. Be blocked at the net by Stabaugh, and Highland gets that point on the Stabaugh block. Another service point for Olivia Miller, 5-4 Highland. And Highland will take their first lead. Miller serves it over, bumped to the right side by Dusky. Dug out now by Lang. Here's a spike set over that by Fort Frye, and a kill on that spike by Paige Morgenstern. Side out to the Lady Cadets. Morgenstern has her first kill, tied up at 5 apiece. Four ties so far. Lady Cadets have the serve now. Sent over on the serve by Cameron Huck. Bumped forward by Highland. Now the set. Here's the spike sent over by Leva Stabaugh. Dug out. Bumped forward by Huck. Here's a spike set over too long on the slam by Jaden Cox, and a side out goes to Hylam. Lady Hawks now back in the lead at 6-5, and they'll have the serve at the line. Going to be Brianna Mishler. She's a junior. Sends it over the net. It'll be dug out by Four Fry. Here's the set by Huck. Spiked over then on the hit by Dowler. Bump forward. Now the set by Schlabel. Here's the spike by Mass. Dug out on the block. Mass again with the spike. She'll find the center back line for the kill. That'll be Addie Mass as Huck couldn't dig it out. Mass will get the kill. Center over the serve again by the Lady Hawks. Bump four for Four Fry. Bump four now by Miller. Here's the sets by Stayball. Dink over the net by the left hand that time of Shuther. Dunk out by Four Fry. Sit back over on the hit this time by Cox. Here's the dink by Hyland. Now the set by Huck. Here's the dink over the net this time by Wynn. Dug out by Hyland. Set by Stayball. Here's the spike by Addie Mast. And that hit by Mast going to go what? No! It'll be deflected, they say. And she'll get credit for the kill. Second kill for Addie Mast. 8-5 Hyland. Brianna Mishler with a couple of keepers, service points, I should say. She'll serve it over again and hit into the net on that serve and cannot be returned by the Lady Cadets. And Hyland has another point. They have a 9-5 advantage. Three straight service points goes to Brianna Mishler. Mishler to serve it again, lobs it over center back line. Bump forward now by Morgan Stern. Bump forward again. Sit back over that by Four Fry. Bump forward now by Miller. Here's the set. The spike sent over by the left hand of the Lady Hawks. Now the set now by Huck. The spike. Going to be blocked at the net. Point for Hyland. On that block by Elena Yoder. Timeout called by Fort Fry. 10-5 Hyland lead in game number one. This is sectional championship volleyball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
It was tied at 1, 2, 4, and 5, and since then, Hyland, five straight points. They have a 10-5 advantage. At the line, Brianna Mishler, who's gotten the last four service points for Hyland. A couple of kills in a row by Addie Mast. Winner of this match, of course, moves on to next Tuesday's district semifinal against either Buckeye Trail or Bel Air. Here's a serve by Mishler over the net, but he bumped four. Now by Morgenstern, the set by Huck. A dink over the net goes off the hands of Ellie Castro. That'll fall into the left front corner. And a point for Four Fry. So sign out to the Lady Cadets, serving now 6-10. They trail by four. And at the line, that's going to be Haven Schilling, the sophomore. Serving from right to left. Schilling will lob it over. Bump forward now by Miller. Here's the set. The spike slammed over by Addie Mass. Bump forward by Four Fry. Here's the spike over the net off the hands of Morgenstern. She'll find the center back line for the kill. Paige Morgenstern has her second kill. Service point goes to Schilling. That's her first. Serving now at 7-10. Four Fry at the line, trailing by three. Schilling sends it over. Center back line, bump forward by Miller. Here's the set now by Mishler. The spike goes into the net by Elena Yoder, can't clear it, and a point again goes to Fort Fry. They're going to see a net violation, apparently, and a side-up back to Hyland instead. So Highland's going to get that point. So reverse that, and it'll be 11-7 Hyland advantage. At the line, going to be Addie Mass now, the freshman. Mass will serve it over the net, be bumped forward. Just for that, it'll be blocked by Lee Hawks, dug out, and cannot be returned on that block at the net by Hyland, and that was a block by Addison Starn. Mast with the serve over the net. It'll be dug out now by Dusky. Now the set by Husk. Dink over there off the hands of Castro. It'll be, here's the set. The dink over there by Hyland will be dug out by Four Fry. Off the hands of Dusky. It'll be spiked over now by Morgenstern. Bump forward. goes off the hands now of Smishler. Slam back over on the spike by Mast. Dug out, bump forward off the hands now of Morgenstern. Set back over by Schilling. Now the set by Mishler. Here's the spike, slammed over by Elena Yoder. She'll get the kill. Yoder with the kill that time for the Lady Hawks. It's her third kill of game number one. Another service point to Addie Mast, her second. 13-7, Highland has the lead. Now a six-point advantage. Mast with the serve, right back corner, but he bumped up in the air now by Schilling. Now the Husk, staying back over on the hip by Dowler, and she'll get the kill to the right front corner. Ella Dowler has her second kill. Side out to four Fry, serving now at 8-13. At the service line, senior libero, Emmy Dusky. Dusky sends over, it'll be center back line, 1-4 by Mast. Now to Mishler, here's the spike. Just over the net on that hip, will be dug out by four Fry. No, they can't clear it. And that spike and kill goes to Addison Starn. Her second kill, side out to Highland, back to a 14-8 advantage. At the line, going to be junior Elena Yoder. Yoder with the left hand will serve it over. Bump four now by Dowler. Here's the set now by Husk. And illegal set on the push, says the official. Point goes to Highland. They have a 15-8 lead. Yoder, again with the serve. Lobs it over, left back corner. Bump four now by Schilling. Here's the set by Husk. Sent back over on the hit down. Off the hands of Morgenstern. Now the set. Here's the spike sent over by Addison Starn. Set by Husk. The spike going to be slammed to left back corner, this time by Paige Morgenstern, who gets the kill. Her third, side out to Fort Fry. Cadets will serve it at 9-15. They trail it by 6 in game one of this best-of-five match. At the line, checking in, he is going to be Audrey Lang. Sends it over the net, before by Miller, set now by Mishler. The spike slammed over by Callie Coppin. Bump four this time by Dusky. Well, he is slammed over the hit by Morgenstern. Bump four by Miller. Here's the spike by Starn. She'll find the right back corner for the kill. Addison Starn has her third kill. Side out again back to Highland, and they have a 16-9 advantage. Mack Ray alongside with you. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central, and also Claxton Communications with the video live stream coverage for tonight. And here is the serve sent over by Hallie Scheller, center back line. Bump four now by Dusky. Here's the spike over on Morgenstern. Dug out off the hands of Schleyball. She'll send it back over the net. And diving dig attempt by Dusky. Can't dig it out. Point goes to Highland. Schleyball kind of turned her back to the net and did a lob hit over the net, and it found that right front corner. Can't afford that for Fry on the other side. Here's the serve sent over by Scheller. Bump for it. And the set by Lang. Here's a spike slammed over on that hit by Carmen Henniger. It'll be too long, though, and Highland's going to get credit for that point. They have an 18-9 lead. Timeout called by Fort Fry. This is Sectional Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Highland has a 9-point advantage, up 18-9. Of course, played a 25, win by 2 in this first set. Winner of this match moves on to next Tuesday's district semifinals. And, of course, also right now we have Boys Division 4 Sectional Championship Soccer on YouTube, as well as Division 6 Sectional Championship Volleyball over at Garraway as well, going on YouTube as well tonight. Ball sent away on the serve now by Scheller, returned by Forfry. Now the spike sent over by Leela Schleyball. Here's the set now by Lang. The spike going to be blocked by Highland at the net. Dug out by Lang again. Off the hands of Dusky. Here's the spike by Morgenstern. It'll be blocked at the net by Callie Coppin. Highland gets the point. Third straight service point for Hallie Scheller. 19-9, Lady Hawks. Sent over on the serve. And missed it on the attempted return by Schilling. Point goes to Highland. Up 20-9. Lady Hawks on the roll here in game number one. Hallie Schilling checking in for Fort Fry. Now Scheller with the serve. Lobs it over, left back corner, but up of the air now. The hit by Schilling, can't return it. And a point again to Highland, up 21-9. Make that five straight service points for Scheller. Scheller clears the net, left back corner, and allowing the ball to go by here, Callie Schilling. It'll be wide right, and it'll be a side out now to Fort Fry. At the line for the Cadets, serving at 10-21. There's going to be Paige Morgenstern. She'll lob it over, but way too long. Too strong on that hit, and a side out right back to Highland. Highland up 22-10. They'll have the serve. At the line, going to be Claire Detweiler, the sophomore. And slams it over right back corner. It'll be bumped forward by Morgenstern. Set by Lang. Here's a spike slammed over. Going to be dug out by Highland. Goes off the hands now. Now the spike sent over by Addie Mass, dug out. Off the hands of Lang now. Spiked over on the hit by Callie Schilling. Now the set by Scheller. Here's the spike slammed over by Leela Stabel. Bumped forward now by Dusky. Here's the spike sent over on the hit now. By the kill from that right front corner by Jackie Torn. Side out to Fort Fry. Her first kill. Fort Fry now serving at 11-22 rather. Down by 11. Here's the serve. Just over the net and dug out by Highland. Set back over on the hit by Coffin. Set by Lang now. Here's the spike. It'll be slammed a bit too long, I believe, by Ella Dowler. And it'll be a side out back to Highland. Very close to that right front corner, but a bit too long. Highland serving now 23-11. And at the line will be sophomore libero Olivia Miller. She'll slam it just over the net, skips over, and can't be returned by Fort Fry. Highland will get the point. Miller utilizing that net to her advantage that time, and now possible game point coming up. They're up 24-11. Miller sends it over right back corner, but bumped forward now by Lang. Set back over by Dusky. Bumped forward high in the air. Now the set by Schleyball. Here's the spike sent over by Yoder. It'll be dug out. Set by Lang for Fort Fry. Here's the spike. Deflected bump forward by Miller for Highland. Now the set again by Scheller. Here's the dink over the net by the Lady Hawks that time in Addie Mast. Bump forward by Fort Fry, and Morgenstern will send it over. Now the set. Here's the spike by Highland's Leela Schleyball. She'll get the kill. Can't be returned. And Highland will get the win 25-11 here in set number one. And Highland will take a one-game-to-nothing lead in this best-of-five match. We'll take a timeout. This is Sectional Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Stop in now for the Fall Alignment Special at Millersburg Tire Service. Now through October 31st, you can get a front-end alignment for $59.95 and a four-wheel alignment for $79.95 on all light truck, passenger, and SUVs. Not only does rotating and aligning your tires prolong their life, uneven and imbalanced tires lead to vibration, causing unnecessary wear on your suspension. Don't wait until the winter comes. Take advantage of the Fall Alignment Special now at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg. To schedule, call 674-1085. Celebrating 71 years of the tire business.
Iowa won game one, 25-11, as it was tied at 1, 2, 4, and 5. Highland will close out that first set, outscoring the Cadets 20-6. And Highland wins it 25-11 in that first set. So it'll be Highland with the serve first here in set number two. And at the service line will be Hallie Shetler. She'll send it over the net, left back corner. We bump forward by Schilling. Here's the set by Huck. Set back over, actually into the net by Morgenstern. Can't clear the net. And a point goes to Highland. So Highland a 1-0.
Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
And serves it over, right front corner, bump four to the right side, and can't return it. And Highland gets the point, a 4-1 advantage. Nettweiler with her first service point for the match. And serves it over, center back line, but bump four by Dusky. Now the set by Lang. Here's a spike by Morgenstern, and then it'll be attempted block. Can't do it for Highland, who falls in. It'll be Morgenstern with the kill. That's her fourth kill. Side out to Fort Frye serving. And 2-4, trailing by a pair. Morgenstern has the serve to the center back line. Bump forward off the hands of Miller now. Think into the net by Addie Mast. Can't clear it. And a point for Fort Frye. They'll serve it at 3-4. Back to within a point. Morgenstern has her first, has her second service point for the match. Serves it over the net. Diving dig. And the set by Shetler. Here's a spike by Highland's Addie Mast. And that'll find the center back line, says the official. Her third kill for the match. Side out to Highland, a 5-3 lead. Olivia Miller, the self-proclaimed libero, sends it into the net. And that'll be a side out right back to Fort Frye. And that's to serve it at 4-5, trailing by one in game number two at the line. Racing in there is going to be Hannah Weicker, a sophomore. Weiger will send it over the net, left back corner, bump four. Now here's the set by Shetler. And the spike slammed over by Leela Schlebel. And the hit's going to go a bit too long. It'll tie it up at 5 apiece. First tie here of game number two. First service point for the match for Hannah Weicker. She'll send it over the net. It'll be a bump four now by Schlebel. Here's the set by Shetler. Dink over the net off the hands of Lena Yoder. It'll be dug out, set by Lang. There's a spike by Morgenstern, and that hit going to be wide right on the hand, I should say, by Jackie Torn. Side out to Highland, now with a 6-5 lead. Checking in, and now at the service line is junior Brianna Mishler. Had four service points in that first set. And Mishler is ready. Sends it over. Bumped up in the air, out the hands of Morgenstern, bump forward by Dusky. Here's a spike sent over on the hip by Dowler. Bump forward by Miller. Dink over the net by Highland. It'll be dug out by Lang on the set. Here's the spike sent over. It'll be a diving dig. Bump forward by Miller. Set back over on the slam by Addie Mass. Bump forward by Morgenstern. It'll be blocked to the net by Elena Yoder. She'll get the kill. 7-5 Highland. And that service point be awarded to Brianna Mishler. Here's the serve over the net, dug out. Now the set here for Lang. Spikes it over on the hit by Ella Dowler. They're going to find the center back line. And a side out back over to Fort Frye. He'll serve it at 6-7, trailing by one here in game number two. At the line, going to be Cameron Huck, the senior. Huck sends it over. It'll be bumped four now by the Lady Hawks. Step now there. He spikes it over by Addie Mast, and they can't return it. Addie Mast will get the kill. Her fourth for the match. And a sign out back over to Highland. Addie Mast, the freshman, will have the serve now. Mast will lob it over. Bump four by Dusky. Off the hands now of Schilling. Sit back over by Morgan Cern. Now off the hands of Highland. Here's the spike sent over by Addie Mast. Blocked. Dug out by Lila Schleyball. The spike slammed over this time by Storn. It'll be a bump four by Fort Fry. Spike over the net by the Lady Cadets. Now the bump four by Miller. Here's the set by Storn. The spike sent over by Carolyn Malicki, and she'll get the kill. Her first kill for the match. Sign out to Highland. Now a 9-6 lead. Maddie Mast with the serve. Sends it over. It'll be a bump four set by Huck. Here's the spike sent over on the hit by Schilling. And the spike just over the net by Storn. She'll get the kill. Addison Storn, her third kill for the match. Mast again with the service point. Up 10-6 is Highland. She'll lob it over. Bumped up of the air now by Morgan Stern. Here's the set by Huck. And a spike slammed over by Casto. Bump four by Highland. Think of that off the hands of Starn. Dug out by Husk. Bump four now by Dusky. Here's a spike set over the net by Dowler. Bump four now by Highland. Now the set. Think of the net off the hands of Yoder. Bump four by Husk. Sent back over by Dowler. Bump four by Miller for Highland. Now the set again. Here's a spike set over on the spike by Elena Yoder. Can't be returned. Yoder will get the kill. Now left hand of Elena Yoder has now five kills. 11-6 Highland. Service point to Annie Mast. Her fourth service point for the match. Mast sends it over, right back corner, bump four by Husk. Now the set. Here's a spike over the hands of Schilling. Bump four, off the hands of Miller now. Here's the spike to the center back line by Malicki. Bump four by Husk. Here's a spike over the net, off the hands of Fort Fry. Now to Miller, the bump four. Here's a spike by Malicki. Bump four now by Husk. Here's the set now on the by Huck. Here they be a spike block at the net by Highland, and a point goes to the Lady Hawks. So Highland now a 12-6 lead. And again, that service point to Annie Mast has three here in set number two. 12-6 Highland. She'll serve it over right back corner. Bump four by Huck. Bump four now on the hip by Morgan Stern. Here's a spike. Slammed to the left front corner by Callie Schilling. And she'll get the kill for the sophomore. First kill for the match by Schilling. Fort Fry now the servant at 7-12. Trailing by five. At the line is Haven Schilling. She's a sophomore. Sends it over. Bump four by Addie Mast. The set. Here's a spike blocked. Sent back over by Elena Yoder. Off the hands now of Huffman. Bump four now by Huck. Here's a spike by Morgan Stern. Bump four by Highland. And the set here on the spike by Stern to the left front corner. And she'll get the kill. Addison Stern. Two kills down for game two. She has five for the match. Sign out to the Lady Hawks. Now a 13-7 lead. At the line will be junior Elena Yoder. Yoder slams it over with the left hand. It'll be bumped forward by Dusky. That spike will be blocked at the net by Callie Coppin. Point for Highland. Ladies, 14-7 Lady Hawks. Yoder has the serve. Since it just off the net, it'll be skipped over. It'll be dug out by Morgan Stern. It'll set by Huck. It'll be spiked over on the hit by Dowler. Dug out by Highland. It'll set again into the net, and Highland can't return it. Side out back to Fort Fry, serving now at 8-14. At the line will be senior libero Emmy Dusky. Serving at 8-14, trailing by 6. Dusky lobs it over. Center back line, bone forward by Miller. Here's the set now by Mishler. And the spike slammed over. On the hit by Star. Now the set again by Huck. Here's the hit just over the net. Falls in there. Kind of missed it, but somehow it fell in between everybody on the Highland side. So it'll be a point for Fort Fry. And they'll serve it at 9-14. Dusky gets credit for the service point. Her first for the match. serves it over again, and the hit going to be what? Too long, and a sign out to Highland. Now with a 15-9 advantage. Highland leads this best-of-five match 1-0. They won 25-11 in that first set. And up 15-9 in set number two. At the line and checking in is going to be Hallie Scheller. Scheller will lob it over. It'll be dug up by Morningstern. Bump four now by Huck. And it'll be spiked over there off the hands now of Carmen Henniger. And that'll find the center back line for the kill. That's her first kill for the match. Side out to Fort Fry. Serving at 10-15. At the line is going to be Aubrey Lang, the sophomore. Lang lobs it over. Bump four now by Schlabel. Here's the set. There's the spike by Callie Kaufman, who gets the kill. Kaufman, four kills for the match. Two in set number two. Side out over to Highland with a 16-10 advantage. At the line going to be Claire Detweiler. Detweiler will lob it over. Center back line. Bump four now by Dusky. Now the set by Lang. Spike over then off the hands of Jackie Torrance. Now the bump four by Miller. Here's a spike by Schlabel. She'll get the kill. Leela Schlabel. Five kills for the match. 17-10 Highland. Detweiler gets credit for the service point. Her second here of game two. Detweiler lobs it over. Diving dig set by Lang now. Here's the spike by Torrance. They'll be blocked after that by Kaufman. Point goes to Highland. And timeout for Fry. Here in set number two, Highland has an 18-10 lead. This is sectional championship volleyball on WKOM.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete. Concrete.
And it'll be a Highland with the serve out of the timeout. They have an 18-10 advantage. At the line is a Claire Detweiler. Sends it over the net, and that hit going to be a bit too long out of the timeout. So it'll be a timeout back, or side out rather, back to Fort Fry. Morgenstern set by Lang. And the spike slammed over by Callie Schilling, who gets the kill. Her second kill of game two. Morgenstern will get credit for the service point. That's her third for the match. And she'll serve it now at 12-18. And sends it over. It'll be bump four. And dug out. Here's the spike. It'll be blocked at the net on the spike by Mast. Sent back over on the hit. Morgenstern with that service point. Serving out 13-18. Sends it over. Center back line will be too long as it goes by Olivia Miller, and it'll be a side out to Highland. Now with a 19-13 lead and the serve. Olivia Miller's Alfred Libero with the serve over the net. Be bump four by Morgenstern, set by Lang. Here's a spike sent over by Schilling. Bump four by Highland. Think over the net. Fry serving out 14-19. Henniger.
Discover this new construction plan unit development, single-family home, located at 1001 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg. Yes. Asking price, $239. Yeah. At 144 West Jackson Street, with an asking price of $249,000.
Listed for sale. And for Fry can't return it. Point goes to the Lady Hawks. Elena Yoder with that kill. Sign out to Highland Alley 21. Under 15 lead. By a now they'll serve it at 16-21. At the service line, that's going to be Haven Schilling, that's blocked again on the... Return to return, and point goes to Highland. Sign out to Highland, they'll have a 22-6. Team lead, and at the line... That's going to be Elena Yoder. Yoder. 23-16, Highland. Yoder with the serve. The left hand over the net. It'll be about four. Now the set by Hawk. Here's the spike into the net by Morgan Stern. Point goes to Highland now, a 24-16 lead. Possible game point coming up. Elena Yoder at the service line. She'll send it over. Dug out by Dusky. Now the set by Huck. Here's the spike by Morgan Stern. Dug out by Yoder. Now the set by Mishler. Hit over the net by the Lady Hawks and Addison Starn. Returned by Forfry. Now the set again by Mishler. The spike by Starn. And that hit by Starn finds the right back corner. That'll be a kill for Highland. Addison Starn, they win it 25-16 in set number two. And Highland leads this best of five match now 2-0. We'll take a timeout. This is sectional championship volleyball on WKOM. Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential 2 storefronts with a loading dock and a 2-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Steak, $4.18 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Roast, $3.98 a pound. And USDA Choice Boneless Cube Steak or Beef Stew, $4.99 a pound. We also have 10 to 14 ounce Eckrich Smoked Sausage, $2.99. 16 ounce package Seabest Salmon Filet, $6.69. 16 to 20 count Coach Cocktail Shrimp, $8.59. And Eastern Grown Golden Delicious or Red Rome Apples, 98 cents a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Hyla won game 1, 25-11, and they won game 2, 25-16. Hyland and a 5-5 tie in that first second set. They would outscore Fort Fry 20-11 the rest of the way, and they now have a 2-0 advantage in this best-of-five match. That means Hyland, if they win this third set, they'll close out the match and capture the sectional title. Fort Fry obviously needs to win this third set to extend this match here to a fourth one. Of course, it is, again, as I mentioned, best of five. Winner moves on, of course, to the district semifinals next Tuesday, October 22nd, against either the 2-seed Buckeye Trail or the 10-seed Bel Air at 6 p.m. at a neutral site. As I mentioned before, we have currently Division IV Boys Sectional Championship Soccer with Westholes at Maysville. That's also on YouTube and Stream 2 on our website. And also on YouTube tonight, we have Division VI Sectional Championship Volleyball with Garaway tonight playing host to Shadyside. And it'll be Fort Fry with the serve out of the timeout to begin the third game. Serving from right to left, here's the serve by Lang over the net, be bumped forward. Now the set by Shuther. Here's a spike by Callie Coppin. She'll find the left back corner for the kill. And side out immediately goes back to Hyland to begin this third game, Callie Coppin. 7 kills now for the match. 1-0 Lady Hawks. At the line, going to be senior Hallie Scheller. Scheller sends it over. Center back line, bumped forward by Dusky. Now the set here by Lang. Here's the spike into the net by Jackie Torrens. Point goes to the Lady Hawks. Up 2-0 now. Hallie Scheller has the service point. She now has 8 for the match. She'll send it over. Center back line, bumped forward now. Here's a set by Lang. And the spike sent over on the hit by Morgenstern. Dug out. Bump forward that time by Yoder. Set back over on the hit that time by Miller. Bump forward on the hit by Schilling. Set back over by Morgenstern. Bump forward by Miller. Here's the set. Think of the net off the hands of Leela. Stayball finds the right front corner. Point goes to the Lady Hawks. 3-0 Hyland. Off to a good start in game number 3. Hallie Scheller back-to-back service points. Serving out 3-0. And she'll send it over. Left back corner bumped up in the air now by Schilling. Bump forward. Now the spike sent over by Torrens. Dug out by Miller. Set now by Yoder. Here's the spike on the hip by Starn. Goes too long for Hyland. Side out to Fort Fry. And they'll serve it at 1-3. Trailing by a pair here in game number 3. Paige Morgenstern has the serve. Lobs it over. Bump forward by Miller. Off the hands now of Hallie Scheller, sit back over by Hyland. Dug out by Lang, sit back over by Morgenstern. Bump forward by Miller. Now the set by Scheller. Here's the spike slammed over by Callie Kaufman. Too long on the hit. And a point to Fort Fry. They'll serve it out 2-3. Paige Morgenstern has the service point. She'll lob it over. Bump forward now by Scheller. Here's the set by the Lady Hawks. Spiked over by Starn. Dug out by Morgenstern. Set by Lang. Here's the spike by Schilling. Blocked by Kaufman. And a point goes to Hyland. Side out to Hyland up 4-2. At the line, Claire Detweiler lobs it over. Bump forward, set by Lang. Here's the spike, slammed over. And the kill off the hands of Carmen Henniger for the Lady Cadets. Has her third kill for the match. Side out to Fort Fry, serving at 3-4. This game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team tonight with Fred Williams and Aiden Garbrandt. Here's a serve by Henniger over the net. Diving dig by Hyland. Set by Scheller. Here's a spike sent over by Addie Mass. Dug out over to Lang. Here's the spike by Schilling. She'll get the kill to the left back corner. Callie Schilling, the sophomore, with the kill. Tied up at 4 apiece. Henniger. with the serve. Dug out by Miller. Here is the set now by Shuttler. The spike by Addie Mast. And she'll get the kill. Returns the favor, does Addie Mast. Five kills for her for the match. Highland with the side out. Now a 5-4 lead. At the line will be Olivia Miller. She'll lob it over. Miss it on the attempted return by Schilling that time. And a point goes to Highland. 6-4 Lady Hawks. Fourth service point for the match for Olivia Miller. Miller will lightly serve it over that, and it'll be dug out. Set by Lang. Here's a spike by Detweiler. It'll be blocked by Kaufman at the net. Point goes to Highland. Should see blocked, rather, by Elena Yoder. And Highland gets that point. 7-4 Lady Hawks. She'll send it over on the serve. Bump four. And the set by Lang. Here's a spike. Centered by Schilling. Bump four by Miller. Now the set by Shuttler. Here's a spike by Leela Stabo. Dug out by Lang. Off the hands of Dusky. And sent back over the hit now by Morgenstern. Bump four by Miller for Highland. Set by Shuttler. And a spike by Addie Mast. And Mast finds the center back line for the kill. 8-4 Highland. Three straight service points to Olivia Miller. And she'll have the serve again. Sends it over. Center back line. Bump forward on the attempt to hit by Torns. Returned by Dusky over the net. Bump four now by Mass. Set by Shuttler. Dink over the net by Elena Yoder. Dug out, however, by Lang. Set back over on the hit by Dowler. And bump four by Miller now for Highland. Here's the spike. Center by Mass. Bump four by Morgenstern. Set by Lang. Here's the spike by Schilling. Off the hands out of Olivia Miller. Bump four by Shuttler. The dink over the net by Leela Stable. Diving dig by Lang. She'll dink it over. Set back over the return by Mass. Set back over by Lang. Off the hands of Shuttler to Leela Stable. Dink over the net by Elena Yoder. He'll be dug out by Callie Schilling. Here's the spike center by Morgenstern. She'll get the kill to the left back corner. Paige Morgenstern. Side out to Fort Fry. They'll serve it at 5-8. Highland leads this best-of-five match 2-0, and they can close it out with a win in this third set. Fort Fry trying to extend things, though. Senior Cameron Huck is at the line. Huck will lob it over. Bump four by Miller. Now the set by Schiller. Here's the spike set over by Leela Stable. Deflected. Dug out now by Schilling. Set back over by Huck. Off the ends of Schiller. Here's a set by Miller. Set over by Leela Stable. Bump four by Morgenstern. Set now by Huck. Here's a spike set over on the hit that time by Fort Fry. And the kill on that spike by Ellie Casto. Her second kill for the match. Side out to the Cadets. Actually, they'll have the serve again. Serving at 6-8. And the serve will be sent over by Huck. Bump four. Now the spike by Addie Mast will be hit too long. And now Fort Fry serves it 7-8. Fort Fry down by one in game number three. Huck will serve it over. Bump four by Miller. Over the net, it'll be slammed back by Ella Dowler, who gets the kill. Served it right up for her. She slammed it home. We're tied up at 8 apiece. Second tie of game three. Three straight service points for Cameron Huck. Huck will lob it over. Bump four now by Miller. Here's the set by Shuttler. Here's the spike by Leela Stable. Blocked at the net. Sit back over on the hip by Elena Yoder. Bump four now by Dusky. Set now by Huck. Here's a spike again. This time by Callie Schilling. She'll get the kill to the left back corner. And now Fort Fry finds themselves on a bit of a roll, as they have the lead now at 9-8. Huck again with the serve. Lobs it over. Bump four by Miller. Set by Schiller. Here's the spike by Elena Yoder, and it'll be blocked at the net, but goes wide right by on the hit by, I should say, by Addie Mast. And a side up back to Highland. Mast will get that kill. And a side out tied up at 9 apiece. And the serve by Brianna Mishler to the center back line. Bump forward by Dusky. Set by Huck. Here's the dink over the net to the left front corner. He'll fall in there on the hit by Ellie Casto. Side out to Fort Fry. Now back to a 10-9 advantage. Highland won game 125-11. They won game 225-16. Fort Fry leads it, though, in game 3, 10-9. And they had the serve. Here's Haven Schilling, the sophomore, will serve it into the net. Checked in, and the serve does not clear. And it'll be a side out to Highland, tied up at 10. Fourth tie of game number three. At the line is freshman Addie Mast. Mast will send it just over the net, skips over off the hands of Dusky, and sit back over the hit by Morgenstern, moved forward by Miller, set by Mischler. Here's a spike slammed over by Alana Yoder, dug out by Dusky. And the dig over the net by Morgenstern, diving dig, can't be returned. Point goes to Fort Fry. Side out to the Cadets again, serving at 11-10. Hanging in there tough in this third set. At the line will be senior libero Emmy Dusky, who lobs it over. Bump forward now by Addie Mast, set by Mischler. The spike by Addison Starn that finds the right front corner for the kill. Tied up at 11 apiece. Back and forth we go in this third set. At the line is Elena Yoder. And the junior left-hander will serve it over. Bump forward by Morgenstern, set now by Huck. Here's the spike slammed over on the hit too long by Carmen Henniger. Point goes to Highland. They have a 12-11 advantage. Yoder lobs it over again. Bump forward by Morgenstern, set by Huck now. Here's the spike by Schilling. Diving dig by Yoder. Bump forward by Mast. Sit back over the hip now by Starm. Dug out with the bump forward. Near the sit back over by Morgenstern for Port Fry. Off the ends of Lane Yoder. Now the set by Mischler. Here's the dink by Coppin. It'll be blocked at the net, however, by Henniger. Point goes to Fort Fry. Tied up at 12, side out to the Cadets, who have the serve once again. At the line will be Aubrey Lang, the sophomore. Lobs it over, bump forward by Miller. Off the hands now of Addie Mast. Dink of that by Starn. It'll fall in there. No, they dig it out somehow. Now the official says it will be a Highland point. One too many hits. May have hit the four, not sure. An explanation is wanted by head coach Amanda Dusky, though. But it will be a Highland point. The side out to the Lady Hawks will serve it at 13-12. At the line going to be Hallie Shetler. Official giving an explanation to Carmen Henniger over there for Fort Fry. And now Highland will again have the serve here. There's the whistle. Scheller sends it over. Left back corner being bumped up in the air. Off the hands of Schilling. Here's the spike over the net by Torrens. Bump forward by Miller. Now the set by Scheller. Here's the spike by Starn. Diving dig by Dusky. Set back over the hit by Morgenstern. Dug out by Miller. Set by Scheller. The spike. Now by Callie Coppin. Hits it too long. Sign out to Fort Fry. Tied up at 13 apiece. At the line will be Paige Morgenstern. And serves it over. Bumped up in the air now by Mast. Here's a set by Scheller. Tries to set up for Coppin. Kind of mistimed her jump on that attempted hit. And it falls into the Highland side. Point for Fort Fry. They have a 14-13 lead now. And served by Morgenstern. Set back over on the return. And it'll be a kill for the Lady Hawks. And a sign up back to Highland. Tied up at 14. At the line now will be Claire Detweiler. She'll lob it over. Diving dig by Dusty into the net. Can't return it. Highland regains the lead at 15-14. Detweiler, four service points for the match. She'll lob it over. Dug out by Dusky, set by Lang. Here's the spike slammed over by Henniger. And the hit by Henniger is going to go wide right. Point goes to Highland. 16-14, Lady Hawks. And served over, bumped forward by Dusky. Set by Lang. Here's the spike by Schilling. She'll find the left back corner for the kill. Callie Schilling has five kills for the match. Side out back to Fort Fry, serving out 15-16, trailing by a point. At the line, Carmen Henniger. She'll lob it over, bump forward by Miller. set by Shetler now. Here's the spike by Coppin off the hands of Henniger. Bump four now by Morgenstern. Set back over by Schilling. Blocked again by Coppin at the net. Set back over by Schilling. Blocked again by Coppin. Set back over. She hit it twice, though. Two hits by Coppin. It'll be a point for Fort Fry. We're tied up at 16 apiece. Been a tight one here in game three. Henniger gets that service point. She'll serve it over. Off the hands of Miller. Bump four by Mast. Set back over by Coppin. It falls into the right front corner for the Highland point. Callie Coppin. And a side out to Highland, a 17-16 advantage. Olivia Miller has the serve. Sends it over. Bump off the hands of Dusky. Over to Torrens. Set back over by Morgenstern. Bump four by Miller. Now the set by Scheller. And here is the spike by Starn, by Addie Mast, who gets the kill to the center back line. Mast, four kills for game three. Has eight for the match. Miller serves it over, center back line, bump four by Torrens. And can't be returned. Point goes to Highland. A 19-16 advantage. Five service points for Miller for game three. She has eight for the match. Miller serves it over. Just over the net, it'll be dug out by Schilling. Bump four now by Morgenstern. Set back over the hip by Dowler. And then Dowler's hit going to go too long. Point to Highland now, a 20-16 lead. Timeout by Fort Fry. This is Sectional Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotors.com
or stop in. Will pay off.
Village Motors in Millersburg.
And it'll be a sign up back over to the other end. Over to
Highland
the
has
front.
A serve out of the timeout. Here's the serve by Miller. Goes too long, so that timeout will pay.
Over to Fort Fry.
Highland has a serve out of the timeout. Here's the serve by Miller. Goes too long, so that.
And now a serve for Fort Fry. Down 17-20. Center over the serve, left back corner, bump forward. Here's a set by Scheller. And the spike by Addie Mask will be dug out. And the spike by Schilling will be dug out. Now the bump forward by Miller. And Highland cannot return it. Point goes over to Fort Fry. Now serving at 18-20. Huck got the service point. She'll send it over again. Before by Miller. Set by Scheller. Take over the net by Lila Stadenball. It falls into the left front corner. Side out to Highland, serving at 21-18. Again, they lead this best-of-five match 2-0. If they can win this third set, they'll close out the match. Brianna Mishler at the line. She'll serve it over. Dug out by Dusky. Off the hands of Huck. Set back over in the hip by Morgenstern. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Shetler now. Here's the spike by Addie Mast. She'll get the kill. 22-18, Lady Hawks. Six service points for the match for Mishler. Her first of this third set. Mishler lobs it over. Dug out by Dusky. Off the hands of Huck with a set and gets called for the push. She was kind of going into the net. She had to kind of push it to get it up in the air, and she got called for it. And now Highland a 23-18 lead. Mishler serves it over. Dug out by Schilling to Huck. Set back over then on the hit that time by Henniger. Now the set by Shetler. The spike slammed over by Elena Gooder. Dug out by Dusky. Before by Huck. Set back over on the hit now by Fort Fry. The set by Shetler. Here's a spike by Elena Yoder, goes into the net, and a side out to Fort Fry. Lady Cadets will now serve at 19-23, trailing by four. Needing to win this third set to extend this match is Fort Fry. Jaden Cox checks in, the junior. She'll be at the service line. She'll send it over. Dug out by Miller. Here's the set by Scheller. Here's the spike by Elena Yoder. She'll get the kill. For Highland. And a sign out to Highland, a possible game point and match point coming up, up 24-19. Addie Mast is at the service line. Mast will serve it over. And can't be returned on the serve. Point for Mast. Highland wins it, 25-19. And Highland will capture the sectional title once again. So Highland wins it in straight sets, 25-11, 25-16, 25-19. And Highland will capture the sectional title. They move on to next Tuesday's district semifinal match. We'll take a timeout. Back with the post-game show next on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Keim Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Keim in Charm, Ohio. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is the final as Highland closes out the sectional title here at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland defeats Fort Fry in straight sets in game number one. It was tied up at 1-2, 4-5. Highland then, after that point, would outscore Fort Fry 20-6 to the rest of the way. And Highland won game number one, 25-11. In a game two, it was tied up at 5 apiece. Then Highland would outscore Fort Fry 20-11. The remainder of that second set, and Highland won 25-16 in set number two. Then in game three, it was really a tight match. Tightest one of the three is it was tied at 4, 8, 9, tied at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 16. But from that point forward, Highland would really close out things strong, outscoring Fort Fry 9-3 the remainder of the way, and Highland wins at 25-19 to close out the match in straight sets. For Highland, leading the way for them, Olivia Miller, the libero, had 9 service points for the match. Also, 7 kills for Addison Starn, 9 kills for Callie Coppin, 9 service points for Hallie Shetler for the match, while Elena Yoder had 8 kills and 5 service points. And 5 service points going to Claire Detweiler, 9 kills and 6 service points for Annie Mast, and 7 service points for Brianna Mishler for the Highland Lady Hawks. In the losing effort for Fort Fry, for them leading the way, Carmen Henniger had 4 kills and 3 service points, while Paige Morgenstern finished up with 6 service points and 6 kills. Also, 3 kills for Jackie Torns, 5 service points for the match for Cameron Huck, and 4 kills for Ella Dowler, 6 kills for Callie Schilling, and 3 kills also for Ellie Casto for Fort Fry. With the win, Highland improves the record now to 17-61, 9 of their last 10 in the 3 seed. will advance on to the district semifinals. They'll take on the number 2 seed Buckeye Trail. It'll be next Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. at a neutral site. With the loss, Fort Fry ends their tournament run as the 6th seed with a record of 12-11. That'll wrap things up for us here for our coverage at Highland. Special thanks to our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, Fred Williams, along with Aiden Garbrandt, helping provide you the video live stream coverage for tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page. Also, thanks to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. I am Matt Croy. Again, the final in Division 4 Sectional Championship Volleyball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland captures the sectional title in straight sets over Fort Fry, 25-11, 25-16, 25-19. And we'll take on Buckeye Trail next Tuesday in the district semifinals. So long, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.